This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, January 7th, 2014. I'm Caleb Brown. President Obama used to argue that expanding Medicaid would reduce emergency room use and thus saving taxpayers money. Now, the famed Oregon health insurance experiment is showing evidence to the contrary. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, evaluates the likely impact.
What did the Obama administration say was going to be the result of getting more Americans health insurance?
President Obama himself repeatedly told the American people that if we enroll more people in health insurance, more people will get preventive care, they'll get primary care, and we will keep people out of emergency rooms. And therefore, that will reduce healthcare spending on emergency rooms, and that will help pay for the law because we are catching these diseases earlier and saving people from having to use the emergency room as their source of primary care.
Now, emergency rooms are a net loss for hospitals, aren't they?
That's actually unclear because they will certainly say that they have uncompensated losses, bad debt that comes in through the emergency room. People who don't have health insurance don't pay their bills. Sometimes people who do have health insurance and don't pay their part of the copayment. But there have been studies that show that in many cases, the uninsured who do pay their bills pay so much more that they make up for the uninsured who don't. So it's really sort of a difficult question. Certainly there are bad debts in hospitals, but there are bad debts in every industry.
What have we learned from the Oregon health insurance experiment about providing health insurance to people and the use of emergency room care?
What we've learned is that what President Obama said about health insurance reducing emergency room use, like so many other things he has said about Obamacare, is false. The Oregon health insurance experiment is a study that was conducted in Oregon when Oregon expanded its Medicaid program starting in 2008. It's an incredibly important study because it is more reliable than any other study that looks at similar issues because this study randomizes its subjects to receive either Medicaid coverage through Oregon's Medicaid program or no coverage. So you're eliminating the possibility for confounding variables and you're really isolating the effect of health insurance coverage on behaviors, on other outcomes, et cetera. So what the Oregon health insurance experiment found with regard to emergency room use is rather than reduce the use of emergency rooms by those who are previously uninsured, giving them Medicaid coverage increases their emergency room use by 40%. Now, the president's argument had some plausibility to it, that there's this channel by which if you give people health insurance, then they won't go to the costly emergency room setting. They'll go to the doctor's office and get their conditions treated, and that'll keep them out of the emergency room. It was plausible. But there's this other dynamic involved when you expand health insurance, especially when you expand Medicaid to these previously uninsured folks, which is the price of emergency room coverage plummets to zero. And the law of demand tells us that demand curves slope downward, and that has been put to the test over and over again, and it completely overwhelmed the effect that the president thought was going to keep people out of emergency rooms. And so emergency room use went up, not down, and went up significantly by 40%. So we're not going to see any of those sorts of savings that the president thought we were going to see. We are going to see even more crowding in emergency rooms thanks to Obamacare.
How does this affect hospitals, the prices that they have to charge for services to people who aren't getting Medicaid?
Well, you might think that this is a windfall for the hospitals because these uninsured patients who may or may not have been paying their bills before are now going to be covered by Medicaid. So the hospitals will be paid for these visits. But as I mentioned before, there have been studies showing that the uninsured who pay their bills more than make up for the uninsured who don't pay their bills. That's because hospitals charge the uninsured higher prices than the hospitals are paid by Medicaid or Medicare or even private insurers. So it's an open question as to what happens when all these previously uninsured people enroll in Medicaid and then they use the emergency room. Medicaid will pay the hospitals, but Medicaid's going to pay the hospitals the lowest prices of any payer in the country. So in some cases, hospitals may be getting paid less from Medicaid than they were getting paid from the uninsured who were using these services before. Now, in all likelihood, a lot of these people who enroll in Medicaid, I mean, the people who enroll in Obamacare's Medicaid expansion are going to be below 138% of the federal poverty level. So many of them weren't paying their bills before, but many of them may have been paying their bills. And so it, again, is an open question as to which effect is going to dominate. Will the fact that they're getting paid for all of these patients at Medicaid rates overwhelm the fact that many of these patients would have been paying higher prices before?
And some not at all.
And some not at all.
What message does this send to the states that have said, we are not going to expand Medicaid as provided for under the Affordable Care Act?
Well, after the Supreme Court made the Medicaid expansion optional for states, 25 states have said, no, we're not going to expand the program. They're skeptical of many aspects of the program. For example, the promise that the federal government made to cover the lion's share of the cost of the Medicaid expansion. But another reason they're skeptical is because a lot of people did not believe the president's story about Medicaid reducing ER use, and these results really validate that skepticism. They're going to make the states that did not expand even less likely to expand their Medicaid programs in the future, and they're going to give the states that did expand a pause and maybe cause some of them to reconsider.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.